The sunlight was thin, the watery light of early spring. It shed light but no heat that day when Mary stood vigil. His armor kept him warm enough, though at the time he was unconcerned with anything so mundane. He watched his cousin that day, dispassionate at first. Pippin did not look like he was only sleeping. His face was too peaceful for that, too still. He looked as though he'd been made out of clay. He was clad in the finest raiment they could find. Mary had only needed to say, "Ernoli Perinath," and obtaining chainmail that was newly shined. Black silk and wool that was swiftly stitched into the costume of the king's guard had been no problem at all. And Pippin's helmet, newly polished by Mary's own hands. Pippin lay still and straight as they had not found him. Mary and Legolas and Gimli had washed his body in sweet-smelling water, the Athelas briefly lightening their hearts, and straightened crushed and broken limbs. In his armor, Pippin looked as though nothing had ever touched him. Later, when the sun had set, Mary carried the torch to light Pippin's pyre. His hand did not shake, although tears gleamed in his eyes in the firelight. A small group of those who had known Pippin gathered with him. The remains of the fellowship, Faramir, soldiers he had served with, a young lad who had tears pouring down his face. They passed a horn of mead around, toasting Pippin as he burned. The honey wine was sour in Mary's mouth, and he choked as it sloshed out of the horn and down the front of his uniform. But he had raised it to the cousin he loved more than all others, and wished him speed to the hall of Mandos. Now he watches the flames die down, and only Pippin's scorched armor is left behind, that and the reek of burnt flesh. Death comes to all creatures. Mary has long known this. Death came for Pippin. Mary accepts this. He sits now and wonders about when he will see Pippin again, if he will see Pippin again. Pippin was crushed by a troll, an ugly creature of the dark. Mary can accept that, though. Pippin was no longer a child. He knew evil, knew it intimately, though although it never left its mark on him until now. Mary will vividly remember this night forever, flames licking at his cousin's body, and, earlier, gently washing that body, straightening crushed limbs, wiping lines of pain from his face. Mary hopes his death had been quick and painless as he sits there, waiting for the dawn.